Hello.
Hello, we're conducting an opinion survey and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Spanish.
Thank you so much. And Mano, what is your race?
I'm a human being.
And would that be white, black, African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian?
Puerto Rican.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you the next question, which is, what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A college.
Thank you so much. Now, are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered to vote.
Thank you so much. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Give me a second. Okay, now thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
The whole world is headed the wrong direction. They all need Jesus.
Okay, so we said Columbus is headed in the wrong way, so it's very dissatisfied for you?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And now, I'm going to read you a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. First one, crime and violence. Next, access to abortion. Next, racial inequality or housing. Next, city budget and spending. Education, transportation, property taxes, healthcare, criminal justice reform, jobs and the economy, or legalizing marijuana?
That's what our problem is. We have to work with getting the young people to have jobs, good housing, and get this violence under control.
Okay. So we have jobs. Okay, violence. And housing, you said, as well?
Okay. Yes.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people in some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. First one, Adrian Hood. How will you rate her from 0 to 10?
I've never even heard of her.
Okay. Next one, Emmanuel Remy. How will you rate him from 0 to 10?
Nope, don't know who that is.
Okay. How about the Columbus Police?
I'm always in favor of the Columbus Police.
So with number 10, very
yes.
Warm and favorable? Okay, thank you. How about Zach Klain?
Nope, I don't know who that is.
Okay. How about Farham Jetty?
Nope, I don't know who that is.
Okay. How about Chris Witch?
Nope, I don't know who that is.
Okay. How about Nick Bankston?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay. How about Shannon Harding?
Shannon or Shauna?
Shannon.
Oh, no, I don't know who that is.
Okay. How about Andrew Ginther?
Nope.
Okay. About Louis Gill.
Nope.
Nancy Day Ockhauer?
No, I don't know who those people are. I don't know where you got those names from.
All right. And how about the Columbus City Council?
Well, I don't like some of the stuff that goes on, but if they're in control, I got to do what they say.
How will you rate them from 0 to 10?
I would say maybe a 4 or 5.
Okay. Thank you so much. And
I'm
last
not
one,
too in favor.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Go
last
ahead.
Last one is Melissa Green.
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? First one, I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing.
No, I think we should start all over again.
Okay, thank you so much. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Day Ockhauer?
No, I only go for Republicans. So whatever the Republican is, as long as they're not against, if they're against the abortion and against homosexuality, then I'm for them.
And if you have to choose, will you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Day Ockhauer?
I have to research before I vote. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
I had already told you I don't know none of those people, so I have to research before I go vote.
I understand, but if you have to choose, will you
vote
for
Adrian Hood? I can't tell you that.
Thank you. Now,
my vote is only on if they're God-fearing people, that they are against the abortion and against homosexuality, then I would, and the Republicans, of course, that's who I would vote for.
Okay, and next question says, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, will you vote for Farxan Jatti or